The words motivation, emotion, motive, emotive all come from the same root words because they all involve similar dynamics. We want to understand that there is an emotional and a cognitive component to motivation and the generation of the movement required. When we talk about motivation, we're referring to the energy somebody has or does not have that gets them to do certain behaviors and engage in certain activities. It's interesting if you think about it. Emotion is the wind in the sails of behavior. So I need to create the emotion that allows myself to generate the movement that the ship requires or behavior requires to go in certain directions. So I need to be managing my emotions to manage my motivation. I need to be managing my emotions to manage my behavior. My ability to pursue objectives is intimately connected with my ability to generate the appropriate emotions. The etymology of the word emotion can be traced to the Latin word emotetum. Emotetum means movement coming out of. What that refers to is how there is a connection between emotion and movement. So this connection between emotion and movement is that the movement that an individual achieves or the movement of an individual is dependent upon the emotion behind the generation of behavior. So there's literally implicit in the word emotion this connection between how our movement is determined by our emotion. If I feel like doing something, I do it. And if I don't feel like doing it, I tend not to do it. So it's that emotional impetus to behavior that tends to move us toward or away from different actions, different objectives. So if I generate desire to the achievement of an objective, I'm more likely to pursue those behaviors. But when it all comes down to the most basic unit of analysis, I'm either generating movement toward my objectives and toward the behaviors required to achieve those objectives, or I'm not. And what we want to do is look at the kind of emotional tendencies that help us to achieve goals or that sabotage us in our efforts to achieve goals. We want to be basically doing a thorough examination of what helps me to achieve the goals that I want to achieve and what sabotages me in my efforts to achieve those goals. We want to get very specific about why did I not fulfill a very achievable objective on a particular day. We want to pin it down and have concrete understanding of what helps me to achieve those goals, what prevents me from achieving those goals,